Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Chaos that got unleashed in week two. This week we got fans thinking that the Eagles have already booked their Super Bowl tickets. The Bills Mafia is crowning Josh Allen the MVP, and fans are already talking about how Daniel Jones is elite. Us, though, we're sad Panther fans, and I've got so much to talk about. I mean, my feelings are hurt right now. What about you, Brad?
Well, welcome to Delusional Fandom. We're missing Max. He will be joining us for all the Max fans out there. They're all saying very few words, much like Max. Yeah, this is where you can bring all your delusions and lay them at the feet of the delusion masters, Jonathan and Brad. I don't think there's anybody more delusional than you and I. I feel like we have to be... I want to take the fans of our show through an experience on Sunday with you and I. So it's always a downer on Sundays. Like, I'm getting to where now I dread football games with the Panthers.
Do you have our text combo?
Yeah, up? I'm gonna read our text because I'm sitting here watching them with friend of the show Jacob, co-host of Movie Torture. We're watching the game. And Jonathan's texting during the game. And I want to play some of these texts for you. I want you to hear some of these texts that we get during the game.
What was my opening text? Do you have that?
Wait, am I on the wrong? Oh, my gosh. I got to find it, listeners. This is terrible airtime. But, okay, Friday... So, the game starts immediately. Bryce fumbles, and it's a touchdown Arizona. We're down 7-0, right? Which is not surprising, considering they're Panthers. And so, Jonathan's first text, out the gate, take the bum out, bench him, I'm done with this stupid team.
I am ashamed at the words that I used. Watching the game, my wife was looking at me like I was a psychopath.
So then our other friend Josh says, sell the team and move them. Then Jonathan says, I hate football. Panthers suck. Put Dalton in. Sign Mitch Trubisky. Now, you know Jonathan must be hitting some crazy stuff to be wanting Mitch Trubisky.
Hey, let's
trading trash for more trash. Let's Josh back said.
Up. You're asking us to sign Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I was going Jameis Winston at the point. Jonathan says, I'm unreasonably mad. I can't shake it. And then he says, hot take, Hubbard sucks, but teams let him run because they know Bryce can't throw.
I stand by that today.
That actually may not be a bad idea. And let's get to our delusional take that you and I had, which is we said this preseason on the phone, Panthers are going to have two 1,000-yard rushers, just like the days of D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart.
I think we specifically said this will be the best running back duo we've had since D'Angelo and Jay Stu.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know. So then Jonathan goes, Leggett doesn't deserve to be in the NFL. OMG, I'm done. I can't take this anymore.
That was when you were saying I needed a welfare check or not, I think.
Yeah. So then needs 13 yards for first down, throws it 5 yards at wide receiver feet. Then our friend Josh says, you still watching? And he says, yes. Then he says, my soul is dead. Then I send him a couple gifts of people hanging themselves. Then he says, we should trade for Shedeur Sanders. That's how you know Jonathan has hit rock bottom, listeners. We should trade for Shedeur Sanders. And then Josh, our friend, says Daniel Jones, which I got to be honest, I would take Daniel Jones right now and be so happy at this point.
Oh, like, Daniel Jones would be so much better than
Oh, he would be an MVP right now for us. I mean, if he was just throwing for 250 yards and we were losing, it would be good. I would take that.
Yep.
Then Roger, you know, former host of Movie Torture, says you finally made it to the party, Roger.
I mean, that was he didn't even start saying anything until like the fourth quarter.
I know. And then Jonathan said, new fantasy strategy for defense. Pick up whoever's playing the Panthers. Then he says, sadly, he would be wasted just like we did CMC. He's talking about T-Mac.
Which, hey, T-Mac is that dude. He is legit. He deserves a good quarterback.
Then he says, if we somehow win this, the Cards need to fire everyone. And then Roger says, let's go.
Hey, but listen, the funny part about that is my TV was way ahead of everybody else's. So yeah, you were. The debacle, Arizona choking away that game in probably like a minute ahead of everybody. So y'all didn't even know what I was talking about at that point, I don't think.
So this week, I got a work event I had to do at church, so I'm going to be an hour late getting into the game. So I'm going to turn my phone off because I can't see your text before I've even watched the game. I'm going to start it at 1, and I can't see it. But Jonathan says, Leggett is awful. And then Roger says, his son calls him the Jonathan Mingo with a hick accent, which is kind of funny. I do like that. I don't understand how in the NFL you can go -2 yards. You and I on the couch had more yardage than Xavier Leggett.
I know. I should get his bonus now that I'm thinking about it.
You should. Roger always tries to come in like he's the expert. Roger, you're probably listening to this. You're not the expert. But you did have a funny line. I'm trying to find it. Your best line of the day. I'm trying to find it. It's where you said, "Okay, this is it. This is the mea culpa. This is the best line Jonathan's ever dropped in our text string. 5 years from now, we will have a new quarterback, new coach. Chuba will be on the Steelers. T-Mac will play for the Bills, and Panthers will be rebuilding after another 10-loss season."
I think that's a pretty solid take.
Do you really think T-Mac, he probably will end up on the Bills. He's not going to finish here. There's no way they're going to keep him here. He's too good.
We'll have to mercy trade him, just like we did CMC. In hindsight... I wish we could have given Luke Kuechly the last few years of his career back. And CMC, we did the right thing cutting him loose. I guess Thomas Davis, at least he got a Super Bowl trip. And Luke did too, but I just hate how sucky we are, man. It's been so long since I've felt what good was like.
It's so hard to remember the days of where we went into a Sunday going, we got this. Like, and it wasn't delusion.
Like, how many are we going to win by, Brad?
Yeah.
I would kill for the days to, like, be able to be delusional again and think we're going to go undefeated next season. I have no faith we're going to win a single game this year. Before the end of beginning of this season, and we might have done it on here, we were like, hey, man, we could win all of the first 7 games this season. They're all winnable games. There's not a single game I would say is winnable at this
point.
Wait,
okay, what's the schedule? You got the schedule in front of you?
No, I don't. Let's see.
Pull the schedule up while it's such a sad – if you are listening and you are a Panther fan, God bless you. They make you hate football because, again, they make everything look so hard. Delusional dads in the chat will know where Max is. Max will be here shortly. He's at youth group right now, so he's hanging out with kids. They make everything look so hard. And then I have my wife in the car. She's telling me, didn't the Panthers have Baker Mayfield? Didn't the Panthers have a good quarterback in Sam Darnold? And they've all come through here and we're stuck with a pathetic garbage quarterback in Bryce Young. And I don't care about all these people posting on the Panther message boards. Bryce had an incredible game. He threw for 350 yards. I promise you, the eye test is real. Arizona played cover. They played prevent defense most of the second half. They didn't rush him. They let him stand in the pocket. They did not care because they thought there's no way they're coming back. And they only freaked out when Kyler Murray threw that pick. And that's when the Panthers had a shot. And then when they recovered the onside kick, the defense locked up and Bryce was 0 for 6. Yeah. So to me, the real Bryce is the 0 for 6, not the guy that had, you know, prevent defense to just look around and throw to your guy, in my opinion.
Yep.
I don't want Bryce on this team next year. If we go into next year, Jonathan, with Bryce as our starter, I'm going to be really sad.
Yeah.
Because they're making no progress. Even if we keep Bryce, we got to draft a QB in the second or third round to give him competition, or we got to go out and sign one. We got to figure out how can we get Kirk Cousins on this team. I can't even believe I'm at that point. Oh my gosh.
So we've played Jacksonville and Arizona, two games that before the season
we said we're winnable.
So next we got Atlanta. They are going to
loss.
Top the floor with us.
This could be an 85-yard game from Bryce.
New England.
That's probably a loss. Drake May will light it up against
us. It's in New England.
Yeah, that's a loss. 0-4.
Our first game I think we have a shot at winning is Week 5, Miami.
See, I don't think so, because who's covering Tyreek Hill? J.C. Horn?
Yeah, they're just a dumpster fire right now too. But I think if they continue the dumpster fireness, we could win that game.
Okay, so imagine we lose that game. What are we, 0-6 at this point?
If we lose that game, we're 0-5, and then we go into Dallas. We have Dallas in Charlotte. That's again another one we talked about.
We're 0-6. Who gets fired? Dallas is gone, right?
If we lose to Dallas, then we go Jets, who will destroy us.
I don't know. The Jets are pretty bad, man.
The Bills, who will beat us by 50.
Oh, my. I can't even. The Bills game, I think.
Who they may have 15 sacks that game. Micah Parsons may have to mount and.
Is he going to, like, hang Bryce's head up in his office because he killed him? Is that the.
You gotta put Kepler's head up in his office.
So we have a realistic shot at being 0-9.
I don't think it's out of the question. I mean, Miami and Dallas, they're both dumpster fires, but Dallas has not looked bad. Dallas is probably gonna mop the floor with us.
Here's the problem with Dallas. Dallas has no defense, but they've got CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens on offense, and I don't think our offense can keep up with their offense. If we have to get into a shootout, we don't have a Malik Nabers that can go.
Javonte Williams is running like a madman right now, Carolina guy.
Yeah, I do like him. But
by the way, I called that. I drafted him several times this offseason.
Good call. I just don't – if we're 0-9, does Canales get fired?
He has to. So let's continue this train. So if we are 0-9, we get game one against New Orleans.
I don't think we beat New Orleans because they're playing. Both the games they played have been really close, and both the games we played have been really not close. I don't care what the final score say with the Panthers, with the Arizona. That game was not close, was it, John? Do you think it was close? I don't think it was close.
No, but then listen to this. So say we somehow lose to New Orleans, then we go Atlanta.
Loss.
San Francisco.
Definite loss. That's a Monday night game. That's going to be embarrassing.
Rams.
Loss.
Then we come back to New Orleans. Let's call it a coin.
We can win that one. I'm going to say we win that one.
It's in New Orleans.
We're going to win one of the New Orleans games.
Okay, so now we're 1-13 at this point. No, 1-14 at this point. Then we go Tampa.
That's a hardcore loss.
Then we go Seattle.
Is that in Seattle or home?
At home.
I think we lose because the Sam Darnold revenge game.
Oh, and then we top the season off with Tampa. So we're going to be 2-15 at best.
Oh, my. 2-15?
Hey, I'm the disillusioned fan. This is the disillusioned fan podcast.
No, but actually, I think you're right. I don't see us getting more than two wins this season, which puts us firmly in control of the first pick in the NFL draft again.
Oh.
Hold on. Let's think about this for a moment. The Carolina Panthers will have had the first pick in the draft 3 out of the last 4 years. Man. If they didn't trade the pick to Chicago. Think about that for a moment.
Crazy.
And we still suck. We can't. Okay, so let's imagine a world. If we go 2-15, Canales is gone, right?
He's got to be.
Dan Morgan, is he gone? He's got to be, right?
Got to be.
Like, we need to get a real... Oh, my God. This is so... So then we start a new rebuild? Is that what I'm being told? I mean, is that the plan?
Here's the thing is, like, we could tank. I don't think we have to purposefully tank. I think we're going to keep pounding right into a bad record. But who would we even draft? Like, I don't know if there's a quarterback out there that I'd be excited for.
I don't know if I want to draft a quarterback at this point. What if we draft a defensive player or an offensive, a left tackle,
yep,
and we go out and get a veteran quarterback? I mean, we tried the veteran route and it failed. We tried the rookie route and it failed. My wife says we're cursed. I don't necessarily want to buy the curse. I just think we can't.
What's the root of the curse in her point of view? Is it like Cam didn't
She said
die
we've been ball? Cursed since Cam left.
What would you do right now to have a prime Cam Newton as our quarterback?
Oh my God. A prime Cam with T-Mac?
Would you let me take a knife and cut your pinky off to get Cam back in his prime?
The tip? Maybe just, can we do the tip like this right here?
One knuckle.
Can you numb it before it happens?
Yeah, we'll put ice on it.
No, I can't feel it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll let you have my pinky to have Cam back.
I would too. You could have my pinky. You could have my whole pinky to get Cam back.
I'm Cam. Cam would have T-Mac on the team.
What if the only way to break the curse is to put a Cam statue up in front of Bank of America?
They should be doing that tomorrow. I mean, realistically, they should be doing it. I watched the Sunday night game with Minnesota fans at my house. Delusional Dad said, is the owner the curse? He could be. David Tepper could be the curse. I don't know. I agree with maybe he is. But I said to them, we were talking about Ring of Honor. Why is Randy Moss's number not retired in Minnesota? Because they got a guy wearing 84. I think that's crazy. He's one of the greatest wide receivers of all time. Seven years.
He was not in New England for 7 years.
No, he was in Minnesota for 7 years.
Oh, in Minnesota. Oh, wow. That is crazy. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, there's a Viking wearing 84. And the explanation from my Viking friend was like, well, they can't retire all the numbers because they got to have the numbers for active players.
He's probably the greatest Viking ever, right?
Him and Chris Carter, you would think, are the greatest wide receivers they've ever. He's better than Chris Carter.
100% better than Chris Carter.
And because I said, nobody's wearing one. Nobody's wearing Cam's one, right, in Carolina. It's not happening.
Oh, that will hurt my feelings if they let somebody have that.
Nobody's wore 89. Nobody's wore 89. Now, there has been a 90, which is shocking to me.
It's terrible.
That the Panthers let somebody wear 90. But I've never seen the 89. I don't think we'll see a 1. But, yeah, if we had Cam Newton right now, oh, my. Can you imagine 2015 Dude. Cam right now?
Imagine how good he would make a guy like Xavier Leggett look. Because you remember the knock on Ted Ginn Jr., how he was so fast, but he couldn't catch. And, dude, Cam was just dropping dimes, just like right here.
Yeah, but Xavier Leggett's supposed to be fast, but he looks like he's eating way too much Bojangles. He ain't fast anymore. Something's wrong. Something's not right with this guy.
Too much raccoon.
He had too much raccoon. But can you imagine prime 2015 Cam with the swagger trucking defenses right now with an offensive head coach? With somebody like Dave Canales that could draw up plays for him? Oh, my gosh, man. See, I think Dave Canales is not a bad coach. I think he's stuck with a sucky quarterback.
I just don't. And this is not a knock on Bryce, the man. I'm sure he's the greatest guy ever. He's just not meant to be our quarterback.
No, he's definitely not. He's not good. He's the worst quarterback in the NFL. I don't know if there's a worse quarterback. Like, I guess Spencer Rattler. Would you? I'd probably take Bryce over Spencer Rattler, I suppose.
Would you?
I mean, think about it. Would you take?
In fairness, is Spencer Rattler meant to be their QB1? I mean,
okay, are we just going on meant to be's or?
I mean, Spencer Rattler is not supposed to be the starting quarterback.
Would you take Bryce Young right now over Mac Jones?
No.
I'd probably rather have Mac Jones quarterbacking us right now.
Yes.
I can't think of a quarterback that I might would take Bryce Young over JJ.
Yeah, JJ's looking well.
JJ's looking rough, man. I wonder if this ankle injury. Yeah, I wonder if this ankle injury is a little bit. Your ankle's hurt, so you're gonna sit down for a while, and we're gonna try to win some games because I can't.
It's like when Dalton had the car crash. He, like, hurt his hand or something.
Yeah. Bearded Brent wants to know, doesn't he have more passing yards than Hurts? Who are you talking about? JJ? Just JJ? He might. But JJ sucks, dude. I'm a Michigan guy. I love Michigan. I want to see JJ succeed. But I don't think he looks much better than Bryce Young, honestly. He looks way out of his element out there. He's got the – and that's the thing about him. I wanted to get to the Vikings. He has – JJ, he has Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen. And let's not forget, Adam Thielen played with Bryce his rookie year and caught 100 balls. I mean, he did. So JJ should be throwing those dimes to Adam Thielen. I don't understand why he's not.
He seems done, dude.
He might be, but he could still catch some balls that, I mean, Bryce needs Adam Thielen now, man.
I will have to say I backed off. I feel like Hunter Renfrow is a good replacement for Adam Thielen.
Really?
Yeah, dude. He's played. I mean, he's not bad. Better season than Adam Thielen.
Well, he's getting more balls thrown his way, but what do we do with Xavier Leggett? That's the question. And Young has more passing yards only because he got garbage yards in the last game.
He got garbage yards and they let him throw it 55 times.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get yards. Any quarterback, they weren't rushing him. I know Roger would come on here and say, Bryce is good. We need to stay patient. I think after 3 years, you know what you got.
I'll be in a rest home in Roger will be encouraging us to be patient.
Bearded Brent says Bryce has 498 passing yards in two games. Yeah, Brent, but again, that goes to he got garbage yards for this whole second half. It is crazy that A.J. Brown has like 40 yards receiving this season in two games. All the fantasy players are going crazy, I'm sure. Okay, so the Panthers are off. Like, I can't. Let's talk about a couple.
Rename the podcast. It's no longer Delusional Fandom. This is just
Panther Delusion.
Panther fans.
Disillusion. Okay, let's talk about Joe Burrow. Is he the new Andrew Luck? Because he's been hurt 3 out of 6 years.
Yeah, he cannot stay on the field. He's but yes. So to answer your question, yes, he can't stay on the field. But on the other hand, Jake Browning's a gunslinger, dude. I actually love watching that guy play.
Would you rather have Jake Browning as our starting quarterback?
Oh yeah, for sure.
So sad, man. I think Jake Browning was undrafted, right? Was he undrafted?
I think so. Was it like 2 years ago that he played a bunch in place of Burrow? And I mean, he won a bunch of games.
I don't know. I like Joe Burrow, but I don't know if he's long for the league because he can't stay healthy. And you can't what's the best ability in the NFL is availability. And Joe Burrow is never available. So you have to start wondering, what do you do with this guy, man?
Yes.
And it's got to be frustrating. Are the Packers the best team in the NFC? They are, right?
Dude, their defense is unreal.
I mean, they are going to be a tough out any week. I do. Here's a stat to talk about NFC North that Dan Campbell, who has been to an NFC championship game as a head coach, right? His team has been good the last, what have the Lions been good the last 3 years? Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you realize Dan Campbell makes $4.5 million a year as a head coach?
That's crazy.
Do you realize Ben Johnson, who he wiped the floor? I think he took joy out of taking Ben Johnson to the woodshed Sunday. They were throwing when they were up 44 to 21. They were throwing.
Yeah.
Or 44 to 21. Ben Johnson makes $13 million a year.
Hey, but big respect to Ben Johnson in his press conference when they were asking about Detroit running up the score.
What'd he say?
They were like, what do you think about them running up the score, you know, up whatever? And he was like, what a stupid question. That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, what's he going to say, though? You know, deep down, he was like,
come on, guys. It's like the meme where, like, they're poking the guy on the ground. He's dead already.
Do you think Dan Campbell wanted to run the score up on him? I think he did.
I probably felt great.
Yeah, it had to feel good because Dan Campbell got, you know, blasted for the first week. Although I do think this week the Lions may lose to the Ravens.
Do the Ravens? Lamar is the man.
Okay, let's pivot to the Ravens really fast and the Ravens and Browns game. Quinshon Judkins played. He's now been named the starter for the running back at the Browns. I sent this to you guys in the text string. I got no response to it. What is your feelings on reports out of Cleveland that Shadur is not running the scout team?
That's pretty crazy, and I will say the more stories that come out about Shadur, the more disappointing it gets, and like I understand why he's where he is.
What about the story that Adam Schefter reported this weekend, how he told the Ravens no?
Yes, that he didn't want to back up Lamar. It's crazy.
But wouldn't you want to learn from Lamar? I mean, the guy's won 2 MVPs, could have won 3. I mean, who better to learn from than Lamar? I mean, he's a running quarterback. He could teach you how to look. And he's bound to get hurt. I think Shadur's the number 2 in Baltimore if he goes there.
You think that Lamar's bound to get hurt? I mean, he's kind
100%. He runs. He's going to be cammed. He's going to be broke down by 32.
Oh, man.
You don't think?
I think he's defied the odds and stayed pretty healthy.
He has, but he's gonna. It's gonna catch up to him. Cam was pretty healthy until he wasn't healthy.
Well, I hope not. Lamar's one of the guys I enjoy watching the most.
Yeah, but Shadur, though, not running scout team as a third stringer. They have Bailey Zappi running third string. Scout, why? I guess Shadur watches because Shadur's too good to run scout. Tony Grossi, the radio guy in Cleveland, was like, why do we even have this guy on our team if he's not running scout? Like, what's his purpose to be on the Browns if he's not going to run the scout team as a third stringer? And then the general manager or the assistant, the defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator came out and said, all the quarterbacks run scout. Usually it's a third stringer, but they said Dylan Gabriel, Shadur, and Bailey run scout. Which he said, I know that's weird, but that's what we do. I don't necessarily buy that. I think Shadur thinks he's too good to run scout.
Yeah, why are you lying, dude?
Yeah, why you're just trying to cover to make Shadur look a little better. But I think you're right. The more and more that comes out about Shadur, it's hard to defend him at this point, right?
I mean, it's sad because he's going to find himself out of the NFL before too long. I mean, I still stand by. I think he's got a lot of potential as a quarterback, but he's throwing it away.
It didn't help when Dylan got to play Sunday and threw a touchdown.
Right.
And had 100 quarterback rating. I mean, I know it was garbage, but that's still playing. That's still tape, right? They want tape. So yep. He got tape, and it, you know, I don't know.
What about the Steelers?
I was just about to go to that game, and you just read my mind. What about the bonehead play on the Steelers punt return or kickoff returner?
Dude.
I've never seen anything like that. Mike Tomlin should coach this guy up. I mean,
there was like no effort to go after the ball. It was weird.
He jogged off the field. I think in his mind he's like, that's a touchback. I'm good. And the Seattle players are like, oh my gosh, this is like an onside kick. We've got a touchdown. I mean, it could. Do you rank that in the same realm as the receivers that drop the ball on the one in celebration?
Ooh, no.
You don't?
No, because I can chalk some of that up to confusion. The receivers that drop it on the 1 yard line, that's just showboating and being a loser.
But why should he be confused? His one job is to return a kick.
I know, dude. It like bounced right off of his shoulder.
Did it hit him?
Yeah, for sure.
So it hit him. So it was a live ball.
100%.
And the Steeler, and it just happened to land this close to not being out of bounds. It's a poor landing for the Steeler fan. And they just jumped on it and, you know, my
what about the new kickoff rules, like with the landing zone?
I like the new kickoff rules because we've gone from we don't want to get them hurt to now we want them to get hurt. We want them to run the ball. And, you know, you don't see as many touchbacks. Touchback is a penalty. It's like a 35-yard penalty.
Yeah.
So you want to do that. I don't know.
I love it. I'm a big fan. I think it's a good change.
Let's talk about the Falcons for a second. What are your thoughts on the Falcons signing Parker Romo? Is that his name, Parker Romo? But not cutting Younghoe Koo as their kicker and just deactivating him. Then Romo comes and makes 5 for 5 field goals. Does he get his job back at this point?
I don't think so, dude.
Okay, so then if Koo gets cut, should the Panthers go sign Koo? Because he's been good for like 8 years.
The last thing we need to be sweating over.
Well,
more than the kicker right now.
Our kicker never gets a chance to kick.
Right.
He's kicked like 2 kicks the whole season. But would Younghoe Koo be better than what we got?
I don't think he's been that good. For the last couple of years, really.
Hold on. We need to look at his stats.
You know what? I'm going to go back to what I say to you guys all the time. Is we could have Harrison Buckner.
You know what I tell Max all the time? I wish he was on here.
Contract right now.
ifs and buts were candy and nuts, every day would be Christmas. Because, okay, Young Wei Koo, the last 2 years. In 2024, he was 25 of 34. That's not really that good, is it?
No.
73, and he's he was 6 of 9 from, his long was 58. This year, he's 1 for 2. And the year 2023, he was 32 for 37. So, I don't know if Young Wei Koo is that good.
No, he hadn't been good for a couple years.
So, yeah, we don't need him. But why are they not cutting him? Have they cut him? Did I miss it? Have they cut him?
I don't know, but Romo hadn't been on the team very long, right? Because they signed him like in the middle of the last week.
Yeah, but it's so weird they carry. It's weird they carry two kickers.
That is weird.
They haven't done anything with him yet. I think they cut him tomorrow.
Definitely could.
I think there'll be a kicker available. Do we have any more delusion this week? Is there any more? Is there any more delusion that we could talk about?
I mean, I think Phillies fans are feeling pretty good right now, all considering that they've really not looked that great. Where is A.J. Brown at? Jalen Hurts?
He still hasn't thrown a passing touchdown yet.
Yeah.
I was watching the game a little bit, and I feel like they're starting the tush push way too early at this point. Like, they're on, like, the 3-yard line, and they're, like, tush pushing at this point. And I'm like, that's a little crazy. I'm not a fan of the tush push. I think it's boring. It's a terrible play for the NFL, and I think the best thing they could do would be ban it.
No, come on. If we had Cam still, we'd be doing it.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine Cam with the tush push? Oh gosh.
I just let's see. Here's some delusional takes on the Eagles right now. Sirianni's play calling is genius. Do the tush push every down, trick plays galore. He's already out scheming Andy Reid.
I don't think he's out scheming Reid. I think that the Chiefs just aren't that good and Travis Kelce is way past his prime.
Right.
My wife was in the car going, what's his name? Patrick Mahomes is washed. I don't think Patrick Mahomes is washed.
No way.
I just think he doesn't have talent around him.
How many different times did we say Brady, not we, but fans and commentators say Brady was washed and then he'd come back and win a Super Bowl?
A lot. Speaking of Brady, what are your thoughts on Brady sitting in the box with the coaches with a headset Monday night? What are your thoughts on that?
That is absolutely nuts.
I was watching that live, and I looked at my wife, and I said, this looks horrible. This is horrible optics, because this guy gets access to other teams' locker rooms and can talk to them about their plays. If I'm in the AFC West, there's no way I'm talking to this guy when he comes to do my games. If I'm Andy Reid, he's not getting anything.
Or if you're smart, you're giving him everything but all the wrong stuff.
Yeah, but he's going to see you play it. I don't like the optics. I get it's legal for him to do it, but I don't like the optics. I don't think he should be allowed to call games and own a team.
Agreed. And he honestly kind of sucks as an announcer.
He does. He's getting better. I don't mind him, but I don't think that he should be calling games and then having a headset on Monday night talking to the OC. Oh, Max is here. Delusional dad, your wish is granted. Your grandson is now joining us. Hello, Max.
Hey.
How was your evening with other youth?
That was fun.
Okay. Yeah. So we're talking about Tom Brady in the coach's box with the headset on while he's calling other teams' games. Is that a conflict of interest, Max?
Yeah.
Do you know what a conflict of interest is?
No.
It's where he's getting inside information about other teams while he's still owning one team.
Oh, yeah.
So he's an insider. But the Raiders suck. And I'm going to throw this out there. Ashton Janty, not that good.
Yeah, he's not that good.
Good to be a sixth pick. Overdrafted for a guy that came from mid-level college.
Right.
I mean, you look at a guy like Saquon, he's a Hall of Famer. At least he has Hall of Fame potential. CMC, Hall of Famer. If you're going to draft a guy six, he was drafted higher than CMC.
Yeah, which is crazy.
He needs to be... I mean, Judkins had 61 yards in his first game. And he was a second rounder. Wasn't he a second rounder? And Janty has 80 yards in two games.
That's great.
And he missed a block the other night. He went the wrong way, and it was we were watching the game. Remember that, Max?
Yeah.
He, like, missed it, and it was awful. Like, I was like, dude, man, you got to – that's, like, elementary stuff you got to pick up. Anything else you want to add to this, Jonathan?
Nope. I'm all out.
You're all out? Max, let's go over the games last week. Do you have our picks?
Yep.
I'm 5-0, Jonathan. What are you? 4-1?
Yeah, he's 4-1.
Max is 0-5?
Yep. Okay. So the first game was the Commanders versus the Packers. And I picked the Packers. My dad picked the Packers. And Jonathan 6-0. Picked the Commanders.
Okay, I'm 6-0.
Okay. And then we all picked the Lions to win against the Bears.
7-0.
And then Jonathan chose the Cardinals, Dad chose the Panthers, and I chose the Panthers.
Oh, 7-1. I will take my first L. My first L.
And then the Steelers, Jonathan chose the Steelers, Dad chose the Steelers, and I chose the Seahawks.
7-2. Okay, Max, you're cooking.
Yeah. And then Jonathan chose the Chiefs, and me and Dad chose the Eagles.
Ooh, 8-2. I like my record, 8-2. That's not bad.
What does that put me at? 7-3? Or 6-4?
6-4.
So I'm leading right now, 8-2 to 6-4 to Max. What are you, 2-?
I'm 4-5.
4-5. Okay.
Yeah.
So what games you have this week?
What?
Oh, never mind.
So what games do you have this week, son?
The Bengals versus Vikings.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to go Vikings.
There was no other games.
That's the only game you could pick was Jake Browning versus Carson Wentz.
Jake Browning has a big game and the Bengals win big.
I'm going Bengals.
I'm going to go Vikings.
Wait, what is Jonathan going? Bengals?
He went Bengals.
I went Bengals. I went first.
Who are you, what else we got?
Lions versus Ravens. I'm going Lions.
Ooh. I'm going to go Ravens. No, I'm going Lions. I'm going Lions.
I'm going Ravens.
Are you writing these down, Max?
Yep.
Okay. Who else? What's the next game?
Broncos versus Chargers.
I'm going Chargers.
I'm going Chargers.
I'm going to go Broncos.
Okay, the next one is Falcons versus Panthers.
Falcons.
Falcons.
Panthers.
Wow. I love your love for that, Max. It's pretty good.
Yep.
It's like, yep.
Colts versus Titans.
Oh, Colts.
I'll go Titans.
Go ahead, Max.
I'll go Titans.
You don't care. Oh, God. I'm stuck. I'm going to go Titans.
Oh, really?
I'm the only one that went Colts. I believe in Daniel Jones.
Well, yeah. Daniel Jones is cooking.
Is that all the games?
Yep.
Okay, then. Max has laid it out. Max, we want to ask you real quick, what's your thoughts on the Panthers game? You watched it with Jacob and I.
I think they did bad the first two drives, but they did pretty good the last quarter. I mean, they started cooking.
We talked about cooking with, like, prevent defense, though. They weren't – Arizona was
their
not
defense,
playing the defense.
Yeah, Arizona defense wasn't really trying, I feel like. It didn't look like it.
No. I don't think Kyler Murray's that good, but I would kill to have Kyler Murray as a Panther quarterback.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, dude. He's terrible, too.
You wouldn't? I'd take him over
Bryce
Young.
He's better than Bryce, but...
Who is a worse starting quarterback than Bryce? Is Spencer Rattler worse than Bryce, Max?
Yeah. I mean, if Bryce Young had Chris Olave and Reed Shaheed, be pretty good.
I don't know, man. I think CJ Stroud. We didn't get into CJ Stroud, Jonathan. I think he's not that good either.
He's falling off.
I don't think he's that good.
He's still way better than Bryce.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He's come back I'm down better. To earth after his first year. Like Jaden Daniels.
No.
Huh? Two is not good. Two is
That's
not good.
What quarterbacks do. They come out their first year.
Yeah, like Jaden Daniels.
Yep.
Who's hurt now? So we may not have Jaden Daniels this Sunday. We're not going to have JJ. We're not going to have Joe Burrow. We're not going to have Brock Purdy.
Dang.
I mean, they're falling, man. They're falling like I mean, they're going
like
down.
Like dominoes.
They are. Like dominoes. It's funny. Max started trolling me, and I got mad, and then Jacob started trolling the Panthers. And Max is like, why aren't you getting mad at Jacob? You get mad at me. I was like, Max, if you're going to troll, you can go upstairs. That's my move. I don't want to hear it.
He pulls the dad card on you, Max.
I do, man. I get so mad. And then Mom was trolling us in the car yesterday, wasn't she?
Yeah.
I was like, what are you? Will you just please be quiet? I don't want to hear this. And she listens. She's a loyal listener to the show. Delusional Mom listens to the show. She's not delusional, but I love my wife. She's the most beautiful woman in the world. Just want to say that. But as we close, Jonathan, we have another show on the Hopecast Network, Heart Convictions with Nina. Have you ever watched 60 Days In, Jonathan?
I have not.
I mean, I feel like our love for the Panthers, our delusion, is 60 Days In every year. Like, we're locked up every year for suckiness.
Would you go to jail for 60 days for the Panthers to win a Super Bowl?
100%. No.
Oh.
I wouldn't. I couldn't last in jail, man. I couldn't. I've watched it way too much. I couldn't. But Nina Palmer, star of the Utah edition of 60 Days In, hosts a show, Heart Convictions, on the Hopecast Network. And let me say, it's a great show. So when you're done listening to us right now, make sure you like and subscribe, follow us, but also go check out the Heart Convictions podcast with Nina Palmer. She's going to have some hard-hitting conversations about faith, which we love, right? We love Jesus here, and other issues. And she's actually talked to Joe Exotic. That episode will drop eventually. That's pretty cool. She's talked to the Tiger King. Or that's cool 5 years ago. One of the ways. It's still cool.
That's awesome. I'm excited.
Yeah. So make sure you listen to that. Max, thanks for joining us. Jonathan, what a great show. Delusional Dad in the chat. Always a loyal listener. We love Delusional Dad. Although he has no delusional takes. He needs to throw a delusional take next week.
I think the only take he had was a good one.
Yeah. My delusional take is Xavier Leggett should not be playing, and yet Dave Canales said in a press conference he has all the faith in the world in Xavier Leggett this week. I don't know what Dave Canales, what kind of drugs he's on, but he must be on something really good because I don't see how you can have faith in this guy. Jalen Coker, way better.
Hey, shout out to the Bearded Brent, too.
Yeah, shout out to Bearded Brent, who was in the chat throwing stats our way. 498 pass. Oh, my gosh, man. Bryce will have won't have 498 more yards passing until like week 7, unless he gets garbage time. But hey, thank you Hubcast Network. Thank you Max. Thank you Jonathan. We will see you next week for week 3. Next week will be a week 3 recap, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Week 3 recap. See you next week on Delusional Fandom.